Veterinary student Zach Lederhose is very worried about the cost of his degree.
Students, especially those in regional areas who don't have as high an earning potential, are really going to be stuck with that huge financial debt for the vast majority of their working life.
The Australian Veterinary Association believes the Coalition government's university reforms will cost graduates dearly and will be devastating to veterinary services. The AVA says the government's plan to group veterinary courses with medicine and dentistry, plus pegging the interest rate of those loans to Treasury bonds, will see the loan blow out from the current rate of $86,000 to more than $250,000, paid off over 30 years. Dr. Julia Nichols, president of the Veterinary Association, says it could cost even more and take even longer.
Some of our modelling shows that for women who will often take time out for child rearing, maybe 5 years, take 5 years out, where they're not making a full-time salary or perhaps not getting any income at all. And so we're looking at, you know, well over 30 years, 30 to 40 years perhaps, to repay these loans. Which takes someone into their mid-50s or later, you know, even that many students probably won't pay these loans over the term of their working life. And we believe this is inequitable.
The opposition has seized on the figures, pointing to the danger of depleting services to agriculture, to biosecurity, animal welfare and food safety. Senator Kim Carr says the government's changes are short-sighted. Dr. Nichols agrees.
We're calling on the government to have a look at the wider impact of these changes, and we're calling on the Senate to oppose these changes and to relook at the funding model again and to assess the wider impact this may have on agriculture, on our importers and exports, and on our border security down the track. Because Australia needs vets, they need well-trained vets that are going to work in these areas. And these fees, proposed fees, we believe are going to be a significant disincentive for people to undertake the veterinary science course.
The Veterinary Association says there is already a shortage of vets in some regional areas, and the low starting salary is a major disincentive.
The latest tax office figures, in fact, show that the average salary across all veterinarians at all stages of their career is only $79,000 per annum. This is a gross income. Whereas for doctors and dentists who are now going to be, we're all going to be in the same funding cluster at universities if the proposal goes through, their average salary is double that amount. And so their capacity to repay is obviously going to be much greater than for a vet.
It has the potential to overshadow all of the decisions that you make in your life, whether that's raising a family or moving to a new city. You always got that over you.
Fourth-year vet student at Charles Sturt University, Zach Lederhose. He would escape the steep rise in the university debt if it's brought in, but is campaigning for those starting their degree now.
And people don't realise that vet medicine is actually one of the lower earning potential professions. People start out on $47,000 a year, and that's after 6 years of schooling, or 5 years of schooling at a minimum. A lot of people actually do degrees before vet science as a way to get into it. It's kind of like pre-vet courses and things like that. So people are studying for 8 years equivalent to a medicine or law degree, and our earning potential is significantly lower than those professions.